This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Largely lost in the tax bill frenzy of the past couple of months, and really the general news frenzy as well, was this. Authorization for the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP as it's known, ran out at the end of September, which means millions of kids and pregnant women are at risk of losing coverage. There are some bills in Congress that would fund it, but nobody can agree on where to get the money. It's a $15 billion program that sends federal money to states, which those states use to subsidize health care for some families. The upshot of the whole thing, though, is that without congressional funding, some states might have to cancel CHIP coverage altogether. That includes Texas, where Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Michael Adamis, a 57-year-old retired retail store manager in Conroe, Texas. That's about 40 miles north of Houston. He's got two kids, a 15-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son with Down syndrome, covered through CHIP. I ask him what his contingency plan is if the program's shut down.
I really don't see what my plans could be. I really don't.
His only source of income is disability, so he doesn't have the money to pay for their insurance on the open market. But his kids won't qualify for Medicaid either.
The only choice we have is to go back to the emergency room, because we know they're going to have to get taken care of.
As he puts it, use the emergency room as a clinic. Adami says he hasn't gotten any official notice about Texas ending the program, but he's heard rumors. Trish Riley is executive director of the National Academy for State Health Policy. She says this uncertainty puts states in a tough spot.
So the states worry that if they send out notices saying that this is a program in jeopardy, they may create panic and then find themselves a month later saying, it's okay, we have the money now.
Funding for CHIP has been perpetually in question. Alice Chen is a health economist at the University of Southern California. She says because CHIP isn't attached to something bigger, like, say, a tax bill or defense bill, the uncertainty will likely continue.
I don't know if it's going to ever change. I hope it will, though it seems like the reauthorization for the funding is fairly short. It's, you know, a span of 3 years, a span of 5 years. And so the program gets extended for a short period of time, but never really permanently.
That impermanence has the parents of the more than 400,000 children in Texas and 9 million across the country wondering about paying for doctor's visits next year. I'm Ada Euler for Marketplace.